You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com Blue Jays beat reporter Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, it's been a pretty good two-year stretch here for Melky Cabrera that's coming to an end in a disappointing way, but what's his future with the Blue Jays organization?
Yeah, it's going to be the top priority for Anthopoulos this offseason, I think. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty with a lot of guys on that roster, just with team options and some other guys hitting free agency as well. But I think more than anyone, the Blue Jays would like to get Melky Cabrera back into the fold. And I think the qualifying offer is probably going to loom large. I think the Blue Jays are going to extend that to him at the end of the season. And you know, as we've seen in a lot of cases, that can limit the market for opposing players. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Blue Jays kind of use that as leverage this offseason. I think they'll see what the market dictates for him, and they'll see if he's able to get a multi-year offer from some other teams. And, you know, because of his past, I don't think there'll be quite as many teams interested in him as there might be normally with a player of his skill set. So, but there's no question the Blue Jays need him back. I mean, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Colby Rasmus is going to leave at the end of the season. And, you know, Anthopoulos, you just don't want to have two big holes, two big turnovers in the outfield. So getting Melky Cabrera back under contract would really, line up with the rest of that talent that the Blue Jays have in the order with Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. They have these guys under control for a couple more years. They would like to do the same with Cabrera.
It's interesting. You mentioned the issues with Cabrera, the PED issue. But you look at his numbers, and the numbers he's put up this year are basically identical to the numbers he put up over the previous 3 years. He's been in the distribution he was a little higher in 12, a little lower in 13, but you look over the last 4 years, and he's basically the same hitter for the last 4 years that he was this year. Is there any reason to think that Melky Cabrera is not basically a 300 hitter, 350 on base, 450 slugging? That's the hitter he is. Is there any reason to think that's not the hitter he is?
No, I mean you're right. I mean, he has that proven track record now. And I mean, last year there were some overall concerns about him just with his mobility in the field, and it looked like he was kind of aging rapidly. And then you looked overall, and then the Blue Jays found that tumor in his back, and that was a major cause. It was a life-threatening situation for him, and they were able to find that, diagnose it, and get rid of it. And this year he's been moving a lot better as well. I mean, he just looked a lot better all around, whether it was at the field or even at the plate. He looked like the guy he was basically in San Francisco. And you know, that's something that I think that they've basically figured out with him. And I think that for the most part, they know what to expect. And he really is kind of the ideal hitter for the Blue Jays lineup, and the fact that you can slot him in between a guy like Jose Reyes and Jose Bautista. He's a really good fit in Toronto. I think he also really likes it with the Blue Jays. And, you know, he was saying all the right things last week, as you would expect a player in his situation to do. But, you know, he was vocal about wanting to return. And you always have to take those things with a grain of salt, because you never really know what kind of role that's actually going to play at the end of the season. Obviously, he's going to have to look out for himself and take the best offer. But, you know, I think there's a clear understanding on both sides that they would like to work out a deal when the season comes to an end.
Yeah, you mentioned the fit for the lineup. I don't want to geek out too much here, but he's an unusual hitter in 2014. In a game where power is everything, there's a lot of strikeouts, in a era of baseball where a 350 on base and a 450 slugging often go with a 240 batting average, he's a different kind of hitter. And I got to think there's value beyond just the sort of overall rates. There's value for any team, and particularly a value to a team built on hitting the ball out of the park, to a guy who hits a lot of singles and doubles.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you hit the nail on the head right there, and that the Blue Jays are a team that's built around power, and they need to find other ways to score runs. And you know, even though they didn't quite do that as much as they would have liked to this year, he was one of the guys who helped them do that. And when you have him at the top of the order behind Reyes, I mean, those two guys are able to kind of hit the ball all over the ballpark a little bit and get on base for the guys behind them in Batista and Encarnacion. And, you know, and Cabrera does have the power there too, obviously, but I mean, the fact that, you know, he's able to hit the gaps as often as he does, it just brings a whole other dynamic to that lineup that would, he would be a very, very tough guy to replace if he were to go elsewhere.
You talked a little about Jose Reyes. He's had an interesting year. There was a stretch early in the year where he was absolutely torrid, but overall, I think it's fair to say that overall he hasn't been in some ways the kind of hitter you'd hope he'd be. He's a table setter, and he's a table setter with a .326 on base percentage. What, it's not, is it a good or bad, because he's been a pretty good player, but what has the kind of player that Reyes is changed at all? He's definitely gotten on base less this year. Is there some change in his approach? Is that just kind of what's happened?
Yeah, he's been a really tough one to figure out this entire season. He did have those stretches where he looked very, very good, and then he'll go through stretches where he looks pretty bad at the plate. And some of it has at times been a lack of patience. I think he tried to force the issue a little bit, especially when the Blue Jays went through, had some of their injuries earlier on this year. I think he put a lot of pressure on himself to kind of be the guy, the spark plug at the top of that order and really get the job done. You know, he still approaches things the same way. It's just, you know, I often wonder how much his legs have been an issue this year, because, you know, the stolen bases are still there, but there just seems to be something missing in his overall game. And it's been very, very obvious on the defensive side as well. I think the Blue Jays have some real concerns about him going forward with his overall defense because of the range that he has displayed at shortstop this year has been pretty concerning. You know, there was concerns about that last year as well, and you know, a lot of that had to do with the ankle injury, or at least that was what was thought at the time. And, you know, but this year he's been able to stay healthy for the most part. He had that hamstring injury at the beginning of the year, and he came back probably before he was 100% healthy. But he battled through it and has played the rest of the season. So it's not one of his injury-plagued seasons that he's had in the past. He's been able to put up a high number of games. It just hasn't been the prototypical Reyes that a lot of people have come to expect from him. And whether it's been at the plate, whether it's been at defense, it's been a tough year for him. And they can only hope that, you know, next year that they see, you know, a guy more that people would have seen in Miami and before that in New York.
Does that risk becoming any kind of an issue going forward if there are issues about how well he can handle shortstop? Are there issues for a guy who's 31? That doesn't tend to get better. That tends to get worse. Is there anywhere on the radar some notion that before this contract is out, maybe he's a second baseman or something else?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest concerns that there should be with the Blue Jays organization right now is that, you know, I certainly don't expect this to happen within the next year. I just don't anticipate the Blue Jays asking him to move positions next season. You know, second base would be the logical move, especially considering the Blue Jays also have a hole there. I don't think it's gotten to that point right now, but when you talk to some people in that organization and on that coaching staff, there are very legitimate concerns. And you know, you look at even just the past week alone, you know, there's a situation where the Blue Jays blew a 9-8 lead last week in Boston, and there was a number of balls that went through the left side of the infield that you know, that a lot of shortstops would have been able to make, but his range really to both sides has just been very, very limited, and there's a lot of balls that are getting through that other shortstops would have made, and that is a major concern. And you're right, typically these things don't usually get better. That's why I'm kind of curious to see how the Blue Jays spin this in the final, you know, news conferences of the season, and when Reyes maybe comes clean a little bit more. I do wonder if the legs have been bothering him a little bit more than that they've been letting on, because it seems to be the rain seems to be declining at a very quick rate, faster than you would expect. So maybe that is one, and that would be the only cause for optimism if there was a kind of injury that the Blue Jays aren't really letting on that could be impacting those type of things. But overall, you're right. I mean, those things don't normally get better with age. And when you have a big name like that, I mean, that's what you also have to play politics a little bit within that clubhouse. So I wouldn't expect Reyes to be open to a move next year, but it could be something that before his contract is up, maybe 2 years down the line, you're talking about a position change.
Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.